Pip and Zip sell Bitcoin. Bitcoins, y'all.
Zip,
Pip said.
I don't think you can afford to pay my rates. Then do it as a favor for your big sister.
Pip flipped her mane. She took a short fly around her bedchamber, stretching her wings, and then fluttered down to a landing in front of Zip.
No, my agent would kill me. It's unprofessional to give my services away for free.
Don't you sleep with them for free?
That's just professional courtesy.
Zip frowned and flicked her own wings.
I'll give you 10%.
10% of garbage is still garbage.
Pip replied.
Crypto isn't garbage. The ancient equestrians used bitcoins. Sunny's dad's notebooks tell us that much.
Oh, but Zip...
Pip said, flopping dramatically onto her bed and covering her eyes with a wing.
If crypto was worth anything, you wouldn't need me to advertise it.
Pip, you can advertise anything and make it worth something.
Pip laughed.
I know, right? That perfume smells like butt and they can't keep it on the shelves.
It smells worse than butt.
I want 25%.
Pip said.
Gross, not net.
Zip's feathers went straight out, leaving her looking like a downy cat whose tail got trampled.
What? And another 10% for my agents. He's not even here, Pip! Why should he get a cut? Because he's a good lay.
Zip paced back and forth around the room, thinking.
I don't know.
She said after a minute.
That might not leave me enough with what I want to do.
What is it you need the money for anyway?
Pip asked.
I need to build the supersonic wind tunnel so I can figure out how to repeat the sonic rain boom. And I need to build at least 2 valleys over from town in case it explodes, or I explode, or the atmosphere explodes. And that means I need to build all the infrastructure associated with a major physics laboratory out in the wilderness. Just apply for a grant from the Royal Science Foundation.
I'm not allowed. It would look like a bias of a Princess One.
It would be a bias of a Princess One.
Pip rubbed her nose.
Ask Mom for the money.
She refuses to support my experiments ever since the thing, at the place, at the time.
She's still wing-hard about that?
Pip said, looking at Zip.
That seems harsh.
She said the funds are going to pensions for the injured firefighters.
Pip blinked.
How many?
19, okay, and I said I was sorry, like, weekly for a year.
30% total for me and my agent.
Fine. You're quite a sister.
Pip flipped onto her back on her bed and tucked her forelegs behind her head.
What would I have to do? Shill another product, of course.
Zip stacked piles of cash on her desk, humming happily, and looking at the chalkboard with the budget estimates of her wind tunnel lab. Pip's commercials and vlogs where Pipsqueaks had built up so much frenzy over the Bitcoin crypto that Zip had doubled her previous estimate take when she dumped her stash. The door to Zip's chambers slammed open and Pip barged in, a pair of guards playing tinny electronic fanfares on their phones just behind her.
Zip!
She shouted, flaring her wings angrily.
Why is all the Bitcoin that you gave me and my agent now worthless? He's so upset that he's input-
It's a volatile market, I can't control its ups and downs.
Zip continued counting bills.
Why do you have- What's that, a million?
3.4 million.
Why do you have 3.4 million in cash?
I sold all of my Bitcoin yesterday.
You started the crash?
No. The crash was baked in once Pony started causing electrical brownouts by spending all their time and effort mining new Bitcoin.
Pip fumed, frowning.
Oh, you're cute when you're mad.
Zip said.
I am not.
Mad because small.
Mad because broke. You made me tell my Pipsqueaks lies and now they're furious at me. They all bought Bitcoin and now it's worthless!
It dawned on Pip, her face turning red in rage.
They bought it from you! All this money was my Pipsqueak's money!
Well, not all of it.
Haven barged in.
Good news!
The Queen said.
I've put the Sovereign Wealth Fund in the Bitcoin.
Zip and Pip looked at each other, horrified. Zip lay on her back on Hitch's bed. Hitch lay next to her, rubbing her chest floof with a hoof.
Thanks for letting me crash here.
Zip said.
Sunny's place is too crowded with Mom and Pip there.
Hitch kissed her. Zip slid a wing under him and pulled him on top of her, his heavy earth pony weight pressing down on her body as she tended her wings over him. His weight and warmth were like a reassuring blanket. In the stove in the corner of his bedroom, 3.4 million in Zephyr Heights banknotes burned to keep the room warm against the winter night. With a revolution and the rise of the Committee for Public Safety, the old royalist bills were a crime to possess in ZH, and it's not like Zip could ever show her face there and spend them, even if they were still legal tender. She kissed Hitch back, letting her eyes close and the tears start. Her entire life, the life that she had known, was over. From birth, she was crown princess, heir to the throne, and now... Now there was no throne. It was all gone. She was just an unemployed Pegasus, her most important remaining descriptor being the sheriff's friend. Somehow, she knew she would find a way to start over. Her friends here in Maritime Bay would stand with her and her sister and her mother. She was smart, she was athletic, and she was determined. And who was she kidding? Hitch was her lover, not just her friend. And that seemed to be the only thing that was keeping her sane. Pip, Haven, and Sunny barged into the room.
It's so spectacular!
Pip sing-songed.
I know what we're gonna do.
Haven nodded, smiling.
Sprout, talk to us. We've got the plan that we need.
Zip opened her eyes and looked over Hitch's shoulder at them.
Oh, well, that's a good thing we weren't, you know, having sex when you barged in without knocking.
Hitch's face burned bright red. Pip said,
Oh, like I've never walked in on you having sex before, even if it was always alone.
Zip coughed.
And I changed your nappies when you were little,
added Haven.
And Hitch and I were an item all throughout high school,
Sunny concluded. Zip face-oved.
Yeah, fine, fine. What's your brilliant idea?
Sprout found something in Sunny's dad's notes. It appears to have been the cause of the fall of the ancient Equestria, but we think we've got the bugs worked out.
What? Hitch said.
We just need to plant some fields and figure out how to brew it once it's harvested.
Sunny gushed. Zip felt herself getting dizzy. Haven, in her most melodious queen voice, said,
They're called NFTs.
Fucking NFTs. I didn't think it would ever come to this, but I mean, shit, I'm glad it did. On the bluntness of the dialogue, by the way, absolutely amazing. Anywho, let's get on to our princes and princesses of donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J10 Man, Darkside, and Only One Thing. TacoCat598, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Will, Omicron Lyre, Chris, Twinkie, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hadge, RuneCypher9852, Madman Stan, Leslie Perkett, Drake Lovedragon, Hudson Woman, Stephen Bingham, Linegot12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hudzaza, Convair, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.